there's no one brainwave that will, you know, serve for every purpose. Brainwaves are like gears in a car. And, you know, each gear is suitable for a certain purpose, and then for another purpose, a different gear is going to be ideal. So you want to have, in physical fitness, you train for strength, flexibility, and endurance. And in mind fitness, you train for strength, flexibility, and endurance.
Does this tie in at all, Dr. Jim, to remote viewing?
Well, it does. Again, the direct way that it ties in is through the psychophysiological principle. Any experience you have as a human being, you have only because you have a certain pattern of brainwaves. And if you can train somebody, you know, if you give me six people who have any particular like skill or ability, I can then extract a couple of hundred parameters from the brain activity and design a training program to train other people to have that ability also.
In training, have you ever had anybody who just couldn't do it?
Yeah, in over 4,000 people, I came up, in the early years, before the technology was as good as it is now, I came up with three people who just couldn't do it. And there was something common to all of them. They had all had major surgery under general anesthetic during which they nearly died. And so at some level in their brain, they were holding on with whitening fingernails to what they perceived as reality, and they were unwilling to let go and expand into a larger reality.
Tell me what you think this consciousness really is.
Well, Ram Dass once said, a God defined is a God confined, and what this is all about can't be talked about, it can't be whistled about either. And so often, the best way to know something that is, you know, there are five characteristics of the mystical state: intense realness, unusual sensations, transsensate phenomena that come from beyond the world of the five senses, the experience of unity or oneness, and ineffability, meaning unable to be described in words. And so to talk about it, sometimes the easiest language to use is the language of the brainwaves. You can say, well, look, here's somebody who's reading in the Akashic Records, the library of all knowledge that is, was, and ever will be. And look, they have high frontal theta, and they have almost as high central theta. I wonder what happens if we train somebody else to have that pattern. Oh, my gosh, then they also read in the Akashic Records.
Yeah, but can people who have practiced this for a long time, can they, through their consciousness, you know, you're talking about this individual who, in a delta state, could influence other people.
Yes.
Do you think you can do it in a dream state? Because I think you can.
Well, particularly in a lucid dream state, the problem is that, you know, maybe you remember this famous, it was like the first big-budget science fiction movie, Forbidden Planet with Walter Pidgeon.
Yes, it's a classic.
Yeah, and I sometimes ask our people to watch that because it shows that when you're asleep, the Krell, when they went to sleep after installing this matter and energy projection device in everybody's head, the id took over and it projected, you know, death and destruction to all the other members of the race. And so as you give people more power, you have to make sure that they're more and more clear. If people have hidden anger, and because of social reasons it doesn't show up in their consciousness, and if they don't, you know, encounter our computerized, you know, in quotes, psychic mood computers, then it may show up in their dreams. So you can often, you know, look at the dreams with a wise eye and see that there's some, you know, hidden negative motivation, and then that can design a course of cleaning it up.
Are you beginning to sense, as I am, that some people, there's something strange going on? They're not, people just aren't acting right?
Well, as we get closer to 2012, I'm seeing more and more people with who are demonstrating advanced patterns of brain activity just walking in the door. I mean, so there's stuff going on that wasn't going on 10, 20, 30 years ago.
Is that a good or bad thing?
Well, if we're going to make the shift, we're going to have, you know, some enhanced abilities. In each one of the breaks, you come on and you say, why is there so much hatred on this planet and what can we do about it? Well, I have some very clear, simple answers based on brainwaves of how we can quickly and easily solve those problems.
How?
Well, the first one, why is there so much hatred on this planet? One, at the simplest level, it's because people don't have enough alpha waves. then you go into, well, why don't they have enough alpha waves? And you can look at nicotine and caffeine and alcohol, all of which suppress alpha waves. You can look at the fact that their egos are not disciplined. From Zen, we have the five hindrances: doubt, drowsiness, distractibility and worry, aversion and any form of ill will, and boredom. And so we train our people, and you can also, you know, just speak to people. Like, if a thought comes up and you're about to, like, express it, if you run it through a quick test, is this doubt, is it drowsiness, is it distractibility or worry, meaning fear, is it aversion or any form of ill will, or is it boredom, then you know that it's coming from the ego. Now, one of the things, now, Ram Dass pointed out, as long as you have a body, you have an ego, but it can be big and obtrusive and get on people, or it can be subtle and evanescent and rarely in evidence. And so part of the alpha training is, it's not quite an egoectomy, because you can't get rid of it, but you can learn to discipline it, you can recognize it, and then you can function in a more loving way on the planet. The reason that there's so much hatred on the planet is because there's not enough alpha and there's too much ego. So what are we going to do about it? Well, there are a variety of ways that will increase alpha. And, you know, if you just do a self-edit every time, you know, a thought comes up, is this one of the five hindrances? And you know it comes from ego. And, of course, in the chamber, when you're linked into the feedback loop, if a thought comes up and it has ego in it, your sounds are going to get quieter. If you get angry or afraid or sad or feel mean or feel hatred, your alpha is going to drop. And it immediately alerts you to the presence of this, and so then you can become vigilant. One of the founders of the American Revolution said, eternal vigilance is the price of liberty. And we need to have internal vigilance in our consciousness. It's one of the things that we train, it's one of the things trained in Zen. And, you know, in Christianity, you take things like the rule of St. Benedict, and it contains in very simple language these same, you know, principles of not getting angry, not feeling sad, not being afraid, because they allow in negative energy, dark forces.